Walking Dead with three stupid guys, and today all four stupid guys are here. How's it going, guys?
Yes. Yeah, pretty good.
Mike is, we're a little late because Mike is the big winner in trivia, finishing second place and is claiming he's a winner.
Hey, I'm winning more money on that than doing this podcast.
You won $20. And
like I said, I'm winning more money at trivia than doing this podcast.
If someone from the IRS is listening, I want it to know that Mike won $20 today on March 6, 2017. So he doesn't claim it.
Mark it down.
Hashtag Mike's a winner.
Go after him.
Claim.
If you like this show and other shows like The Broadcast, The Married Man Show, Leftovers is coming back, Westworld, Game of Thrones, Amazing Race, Dancing with the Stars, everyone's favorite podcast, is also coming back next week. Mr. T is going to be in Dancing with the Stars. I don't see him doing very well. What do you guys think? Give me a 10. Give me a 10. Lynn, I'll kill you. I'll kill you, Lynn.
The fool that has to watch that show.
Actually, it's a good show.
Oh,
stop ragging on my show.
But you can become a patron. That doesn't listen to that podcast.
You can become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JayandJack, or you just go to jayandjack.com. And there's a little red button there that says, become a patron. And we'd appreciate it. Also, if you're an Amazon shopper, and who doesn't shop Amazon? Everything I buy now, I think, is through Amazon. You go on the, also jayandjack.com. jayandjack.com.
I think that's a new product that you could actually find on Amazon.
The jayandjack.com.
Yeah. I think Mike can buy that with his $20 from Beer Trivia.
Actually, and, unfortunately, he's got to go win second place again because it's $35. So he's going to need a...
Yeah.
Hey, I used the Amazon link last week, but I did not go to jayandjack.com.
But if you go to jayandjack.com, it's right there. It says Amazon. And you click on that. If you're an Amazon shopper anyway, you're helping us out. And without Amazon, you don't get great podcasts like jayandjack.com.
Dong.com.
Whatever it is. Well, we had a new episode of the, I was going to say The Amazing Race of The Walking Dead. And this episode was called Say Yes to the Dress.
The Amazing Circus.
The Amazing Circus. Do we have any other titles for it?
Oh, dear. Yes, dear.
Yeah.
Kill that deer.
Kill that deer.
That deer isn't real.
That deer isn't real. I had some sayings in there later on. But okay. We ready for the recap? I'm doing the recap this week. I decided to give Matt a break. I go, why? I had to pick this episode for the recap.
Boy, what a break.
This episode
of all the time at the right moment, because this is where podcasters get recap fatigue.
Yeah.
Is going into this stretch at episode 5. And
yeah. You know. It's like, I'll go on. Okay.
Wait. Sometimes we do find out the feedback at the beginning. That's what we've been doing. Do we want to do
what did we like?
Yeah. Right. What did Mikey like?
Did Mike like this episode? And okay, I'm going to guess no.
Russ, what's your guess?
Well,
our usual football picking order.
I'm just a coach and I'm not really I thought there was some dead spots in it.
No, but did Mike like it?
No.
Okay. No. And now, of course, Matt will take no because Russ said no.
Oh, man. No, I'm going to say that he did like it. He had a beer last night and he kicked back and he liked all of the wow that was all over this episode.
Okay. Mike, did you like this episode?
I liked it because we had two of our favorite characters back.
Really?
Rosita.
I think you're just on. You're just unpredictable.
Rosita's been a little bit of a dead kill for like the last like year of a.
Oh, okay.
You're just unpredictable.
Keep me guess, guys. Keep guessing for every show.
That's why I won someday because no one's gonna be able to figure you out.
You know what though? Like I think sometimes Mike just picks the opposite of what we say, so I think he needs to write it down, and then when we guess, he holds it up so we can
mail it into the show.
Mail it into the show, yeah. Knowing Mike, he'd have two pieces of paper.
Hey,
yes or no.
Maybe that can be like the Twitter poll. Will Mike like the episode next week?
That would be a horrible Twitter poll.
We did that.
We have one vote for this week.
Really? Not one vote?
Oh, no. I'm saying if that was a Twitter poll every week.
Well, you know what's funny is I liked it better the second time I watched it, if that makes sense. Because I was very critical of a certain character in the first episode, first time I watched around, and the second time I got it. I'm still a little critical of him, Rick.
Oh, okay. Right, sure. So
let's start this amazing recap. Rick and Michonne are out. They're out. Looks like they're camping. They're by the van. They got the fire going. They're looking at each other. Then they're scavenging through some home. They're grabbing some stuff. But they don't get the plate. Nobody wants plates. So Negan doesn't need plates or anything like that. Cups. They just look up and they go.
And he's then, like, I kind of figured they'd have like a request out there for like Fiesta wear. If you see any Fiesta wear, you know.
Yeah, you get that for me. then we see Michonne and
if it's not Carell, he doesn't want it.
Then we see Michonne and Rick having some sex.
Yep,
you had to have that.
They're cleaning the gutters.
Then they're cleaning the gutters. Then they're out scavenging again. They're tearing everything around trying to find thing, and then they have sex again.
Right. This is why Rick never wants to go back.
Yeah,
exactly. Why? Why go back to the other two bratty kids?
Did he?
You can just be on the road with.
He's funny. I never had seconds with Lori. I'm just wondering. Too soon. No. It's an old joke from an old coffee commercial. Bob never had a second cup of coffee at home.
I think that phrase would go perfect with that scene later on where Rick's just sitting at the end of the bed, like, oh man, I'm so tired. Jeez, how much sex can one man have?
Exactly.
Well, we might as well. It happens early on.
Yeah, it happens. So, you know, it's just a joke. But if you remember, you guys are too young for that commercial. You guys don't remember that commercial. The woman would be upset because her husband would be at like a party or something. Bob, you want a second cup of coffee? Oh, he never has a second. Oh, yeah, this coffee's great. What am I doing wrong with my coffee?
Yeah, and then there's always like that point where she's just like questioning the other woman and like the fidelity of her marriage, you know?
Well, she's like, upset because she's making bad coffee, and that's her job, is to make good coffee.
What does Susie put in her coffee?
It was 60s. It was actually, if you've seen the movie Airplane. Airplane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's the joke. There's a joke in Airplane about it.
All right, we found our Twitter poll of the week. Do you remember the commercial Jack is talking about?
I think it's Folgers. I want to say Folgers.
The only coffee one I remember that was something like that was Sanka. You remember Sanka coffee?
Yeah, Sanka is the instant coffee, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's good to the last drop, right? No.
No, that's Maxwell House.
Oh.
Well, it's like Juan Valdez. He used to pick his – he was the guy that picked all the beans for the coffee. I said, man, the guy must be tired if he's picking all the beans. You guys don't remember Juan Valdez?
Yeah, and he was really slow, like slower than most vehicles, and yet somehow he'd always appear like, oh, hello, I'm in your kitchen.
I always thought Juan Valdez turned into the Dos Equis guy, the most interesting man.
Actually, the Dos Equis guy was an actor. He used to be on Gunsmoke a lot. He used to be in a lot of those Westerns. That's who the Dos Equis guy was. Anyway. Huh.
Is he not anymore?
Well, he retired.
Oh.
He's no longer the coolest guy, and he quit. He's done.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's just the gecko now. The gecko is the most interesting.
So he basically is. He's kind of like finishing second.
Yeah, he's doing trivia contests and happy he won $20.
Oh, maybe he went out on top like George Costanza. You know, he's like,
there he goes.
I can be no more interesting than I already am.
Actually, his best work ever is the Dos Equis commercial.
Right.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great commercial. Do we all agree we all like the commercial?
Oh, yeah.
He's the most interesting man in the world.
He is.
It's very memorable. And all he has to do is just wait like the new Sprint guy. You just wait 10 years and pretty soon like they're calling you up like, hey, can you reprise it? What would it take? I'm writing the check right now.
The Sprint guy, I have no respect for the Sprint guy.
Nope.
To hear me now. Come on.
Is that because he doesn't use the Amazon link on jandjackdong.com?
Well, that's exactly what it is. He'd say, oh yeah, I'll use it. And he probably uses like Rob has a podcast Amazon link. So you know, you can't be trusted.
The problem with the Sprint guy is that I associate him with hanging out with Jared Fogle. You know, and now it's
there
like,
you
that's,
go.
That's
yeah.
not That's not good company to keep if I'm associating in the same sentence as Jared from Subway.
Exactly.
Hear that Sprint guy? I don't, because I can hear you.
He's one of our listeners, so we just lost somebody.
Ah.
Anyway, getting back to the recap.
We're the number one podcast on in jails.
People love us in prison.
We have no choice.
Please talk about that dong again.
I think Jack's enjoying doing the recap. It's like, hey, I didn't have to do one.
Yeah, great. I just let's screw around. Anyway, they put They put their title fit their name of their show fits their podcast. Whatever she said, whatever.
That's the best review I could ask for.
Yeah, go ahead. Anyway, Michonne, they're walking through the forest, a little woods there. Michonne has a big old smile on her face and goes, "Why are you so smiling? Why are you so happy?" Which I thought was kind of a cute scene. So that was this episode to show how much they were in love?
I suppose so.
Definitely.
I don't know if it's that or if it's, you know, they were just like bored.
No, I think it's definitely love.
Yeah. I mean, you even have the pinnacle of the episode is her thinking that she lost him.
Yeah.
Well, she... There was no dumpster for him to crawl under.
No, there wasn't.
We'll get to that because what a callback that is, huh?
So I'm assuming they come up on these guys playing golf. And I thought it was weird that they were driving the ball, hitting the golf ball, but they were by the hole. If you notice, the flag was right like 3 feet in front of them, but they're driving the ball. Wouldn't you be putting in that? Russ, you're a golfer.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that unless that was like the only area that didn't have like tall grass or something. So they were trying to go from like green to green.
Is there not one lawnmower left in the world? You couldn't mow the lawn.
Maybe a lawnmower is out of gas.
You know, they have all kinds of batteries and they have all kinds of gas for cars, but they can't find gas for a lawnmower.
Nope,
can't. It's the oil. It's that special oil mix. You just can't find it anywhere now.
And to top it all, like you never use a driver on a green. That's just like bad etiquette.
It is.
Yeah.
It matter of fact,
if you stub your club other than your putter on the green, you can actually be assessed a penalty stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. I knew that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I'm going to assume they were Negan's men because they were talking about Fat Joey.
They were.
So no, everybody knew Fat Joey.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So,
East Coast.
You know, like, apparently this Fat Joey was a big hit because they've been talking a lot about him in the last couple of shows.
I think people just like to say Fat Joey.
Yeah, that's a restaurant opportunity waiting to happen.
Because I got to tell you, on this podcast, I was screaming, cheering up because I could say Fat Joey on this podcast. But Michonne and Rick C, they got some supplies, and I'm assuming they took the batteries and the food. Would you agree?
From Negan's men?
I'm assuming they took Negan's men out.
Well, I thought the same thing, but it's just weird they didn't show it.
Yeah.
Well, they do that a lot, though. They kind of skip around, you know, remember the miraculous escape.
Right.
Like they do a lot of that where they, I guess, make the assumption that, you know, because they had the radio and they took their stuff. So I would assume they didn't just walk.
Well, they said they needed batteries for the radio.
Right. Maybe so, they just took the radio, switched them out, swapped them.
Now, wouldn't Negan be upset these two guys are killed? Would he wonder who did it?
Right.
Would they go blame Carol?
I would think that they would. I would think that they just would have grabbed whatever they could and ran off, you know, and then the blame's on Negan's men for losing that stuff. And most of them wouldn't admit to it, or maybe they'd say that it fell off or something.
All right. So, Russ, you're taking that because they killed him.
I'm going with that. They killed him after the turn.
Okay, Mike.
It seems like dumb. Like they're planning to start a war with like all these like big groups like planning to join together, and you're gonna like just kill two people to like maybe rile up Negan. You know, well, Negan.
He did stub his club on the green. I mean, that is grounds for killing.
That's what Rick was saying to Michonne. He's like, can you believe this? You know,
they just don't have golf etiquette. Carl would. Sorry, I can't do it. Can't
Carl.
Do it. Carl. Mike.
Carl.
There you go. And Matt, you're saying that they didn't kill him?
No, they didn't kill him. I think at most they lifted some stuff from them, but they didn't kill him.
All right, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say it could have gone either way. How's that?
Wow.
Good job. Good job.
That's excellent. Well, send in feedback. You know, to yeah,
did they kill him?
Yeah. The three stupid guys. No, the Walking Dead 3SG at gmail.com. That's what it is.
Because it's one of those things that you they leave you guessing. Mm-hmm. We have to assume they took this stuff. But I think when he said these are great, was it pretzels? Wise's pretzels or whatever it was. We have to assume these are great tasting pretzels because they stole them from the Fat Joey fans.
Were the pretzels a gift from God?
Wise's pretzels. Wise has good chips. I don't think I've ever had their pretzels. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Still up in the air.
Yeah. So as they're driving along, Michonne says, we have to get back. Rick goes, well, I want to keep looking for guns.
You know, I thought that would have been a perfect spot for him to go, what?
What? Well, that was almost his, he has that line now, but it's just his expression. He doesn't want to go back, does he? And I think I think the theory later on, and I have it's not a theory, it's pretty obvious, but. It was obvious the second time I watched it because I was getting frustrated with Rick. You know, Rick, you have a baby. You have a son.
That's the point. Baby Judith. That's why he doesn't want to go back.
You have a baby to go back to. This is the community. This is being raised. I guess it takes a village to raise Rick's baby because Rick doesn't want to go home. Just saying, Rick. Let's see. Rosita is removing stitches. I hard to read my writing. It's removing stitches from her face. Tara walks up. They talk, and Rosita's she's not as attracted because she's bitter. Is that what I'm seeing in her? She just is so angry.
She's become a one note.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a sexy bitterness there. So
Tara tries to give her. She goes, well, I was coming over to do that. She goes, well, you're late. And then she tries to give her something for a scar. I don't need it. Ah.
I'm just gonna say I'd take angsty Rosita any day over Mopey Tara. Just my personal.
We have Mopey Tara and angry Rosita.
Yeah, I like her. She's fiery, and she's on a mission. She sees directly as to what needs to happen.
She's on a suicide mission
from God.
From God.
Or from Abraham.
A mission from God. Let's see. Rick is sleeping in the van. Michonne sees a deer, and when you want to kill a deer, you make a lot of noise. I'm just giving that's the tip. Make a lot of noise, and Rick wakes up, what? He's got that kind of, you know, startled look on his face, and Michonne's going, shh, be very, very quiet.
What? I owe you a deer or something?
Yeah, and they couldn't find the deer. The deer's gone. And then I think Rick says,
but you know, the crazy thing is as much as they've like, you know, gone after walkers and stuff like that. Like, I couldn't believe she just like walked around there. Like the deer was going to stand there and wait for her. Like those animals are so skittish. Well, except the ones at your house, Jack.
Yeah.
But they're so skittish that like, I just couldn't believe she was made. I'm like going, okay, this is like terrible writing on the show right now.
You make the slightest move and they don't trust you. They're gone. Like I said, I've had some that will eat out of my hands. Other ones, you have to be careful because you don't want them to go towards you when you're that close to them.
If I throw
bread, you throw it towards them. Some, they just sprint the other way. I go, it's bread. It's not a grenade.
Are you talking about the listeners or are you talking about deer?
Both listeners and the deer.
All right.
It's that way.
Yeah, well, you know, if you threw anything at like moose up in Canada, you would need to run the other way, not the moose.
Because the moose are violent, right?
Oh, yeah. Very, very territorial. like, put it this way, the moose sees bread in your hand, it's like gonna come after the bread. You won't even get a chance to throw it.
I'll remember that. Like, I'll remember that next time I go to Canada.
Yeah, don't feed the moose.
Right, don't play feed hockey the moose. With them either.
No. They probably don't play fair. I think it's Rick that says, "Do you see that? Or did you hear that? Was it something like that?" I thought he was pointing to the deer. I said, "Well, the deer's long gone, Rick." Then they come up, they find some army zombies with guns and ammo.
So he heard the carnival music in his head or something?
Is that what it was? I don't know what it was. He just said, "Do you see that or do you hear that?"
He smelt cotton candy.
Yeah, who doesn't?
They both have the Force, so. She's got the Jedi stealth around animal force, and then he's got the, you know, "Hey, I feel a presence nearby, a carnival full of zombies."
Well, we don't know if it's a carnival yet.
Oh, right. Okay.
We just see the army zombie, and they kill that guy. And then we see Rosita, chuckles. She comes up to this house, and June Cleaver comes running out, and she kills June Cleaver, and she's upset that all she finds is a toy gun. I mean, she hacked June Cleaver. She was just like killing her.
She's like got terrible aim.
Michonne?
No.
Not Michonne, Rosita.
Yeah. I mean, like, and did you see how big the walker's head was? I mean, the thing was huge. How do you miss?
I don't know.
Well, it actually reminded me of Honey Boo Boo, his mom. Like, as soon as that, I was like, that's all I could think about when I saw that walker.
I wish I would have thought of that. That's a great one. June Cleaver is not
pretty disturbing.
I was gonna go with Roseanne.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. But you,
Honey,
you know,
Honey Boo Boo's mom. That's the win.
That's the win,
Matt.
By the way, why doesn't she check the Honey Boo Boo's mom's trailer? Because surely she was dating some redneck that left a rifle around. I mean, you know, like, she's like, plastic toy gun. Yeah, I get it.
Where there's a plastic toy gun, there's going to be a real gun. She just gave up.
It's like, there's at least some Sunny D in that fridge.
some fried bologna or something like that.
A couple cans of Spam laying around somewhere in that place. I mean, come on.
Negan likes his Spam.
Yeah, so. She's like, toy gun. So, which apparently was a callback or a shout out to some other. I'll get to that at the end.
All right. So, Rick and Michonne climb up on the roof, and Rick, of course, says, "Be careful." Michonne was going to take a running leap off the roof, but Rick points out, "Be careful." And so on the roof of the building, they look out and they see that it's also a carnival. So there's carny zombies out there. And so
you know, Michonne, it did kind of look like the North Carolina State Fair.
It did.
Yep.
It was Army Day at the fair. like that's the only way that you explain it. Like, it was Army Day. They brought their weapons.
I did forget to mention that they said something bad happened here.
Right.
So the Army guys, it just was crazy. Who knows? They really didn't tell what, but we're supposed to just say, okay, something bad. Why bring that up? If you're not going to explain, or we're not going to know later on. Yeah, obviously something bad happened. There's a bunch of zombies walking around. Well, how did the Army guys die?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm wondering.
How did they die? How did the carnies kill the Army?
Yeah, that's a good question.
They had automatic weapons. How did they get...
Yeah, and
you know, if you don't knock down all the milk jugs, you turn into a walker.
Is that what it is? Because you even had the poor walker stuck in the ticket booth.
Huh.
Anyway, then Michonne gets out the rifle with the scope, and she still can't hit anything. I mean, I've never fired a gun. Anyone here fired a gun?
Just no. Yeah. Whatever. Okay.
But with a scope, isn't it like 100% easier to shoot the gun?
I would think so. At least in video games, it always is.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that, but a BB gun. All right, so Michonne still can't shoot. She's wasting bullets. And then I just about ready to say they're going to fall through the roof. I swear I said that. And they fall through the roof, and they're laughing about it. So obviously they're all right. When they come back, they're on a mattress, which is perfect for them. And they find army surplus, food ready to eat. So they've run into hog heaven there. So is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, my question is, for those meals, you got to add water. Where'd they get the water from?
No, they said ready to eat.
Yeah, but like those meals, you got to like add water to them, don't you?
I don't know. Said ready to eat. I don't.
Some of them you do. I mean, for like, you know, if you want to make anything that's macaroni based. So, but we just assume that they have water. Okay, ours is not to think or wonder why. This is
maybe they had
Rick and Michonne's honeymoon vacation. This is their getaway.
They have gas for cars. I guess they have water everywhere too.
Pretty much.
Well, I'm sure they had bottled water. Right?
Who's bottling it?
Well, do they have canteens, Rick and Michonne? They've been out for days. There has to be some water.
I didn't see any.
There's water on the roof.
I don't believe this show. They don't have water. This is a faulty writing.
You can't survive without water. All right, let's just assume, Russ, they had water.
This right. is, you know, the more
of
I think about
plot,
it, guys,
of all the plot holes, zombie. This is the least one to worry about.
This zombie virus, I'm beginning to doubt the validity of it.
Yeah, I don't think it happened. Well, Russ is making a valid point, but I'm going to say they had water.
I'm going to say that they used urine. Mike, what's your guess?
I will say they have water. I think they had tickets for the games and stuff, so they could like turn in their tickets for prizes.
Yeah. Oh. They're good at skee ball.
Well, either that or, you know what I say? I say they could have used beer.
Yeah, beer works.
All right. Yeah. Now we're thinking.
Here we go. Now
we're okay. Now you're okay with the food thing?
Fizzlaw says they were drinking out of bottles. They had liquid.
So there you go. And Fizzlaw Hop would not lie.
Hey, BYOB.
I'm going with the beer thing here.
Sure, she's a Patriots fan, so they do lie a little bit.
She might deflate Tom Brady's balls, but she will not lie.
She might have stolen his jersey, but
she will not lie. So we have three viewers. Who's in the chat? Do we know?
I think we got Fizzlehoff, we got Lori, and we got Shane.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining this recap. I'm trying to make it as interesting as I can. Let's see. And we got Rosita walks in, talks with Gabriel. That's all I wrote. I've watched it twice, and I just didn't care. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
He's like, I saved you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, she's yelling at him. He's just like going, and he's just giving – she's giving him – basically, the answer he was giving her, I would have punched him because you're just not, you're ticking me off even more.
A toy gun, Gabriel, a toy gun. Yeah. Gabriel, that's all I got out of that whole conversation.
So anybody have any thoughts? Russ, you have any thoughts about the scene? Maybe did they have holy water? Did she do the sign of the cross as she walked in? Or was since there was no water, she couldn't do it?
Where did they get the holy water from? There's no holy water.
You have a problem with that scene, Russ?
Nah.
Did you care about the scene?
I thought it was unnecessary.
Okay, so there's no point.
Although I am starting to dig, you know, Gabriel.
More than Rosita?
Yeah. Okay. Rosita's, you know, she's turning into Carol. Weak. Okay.
What?
Weak? She's going out. What do you mean weak?
She's going on a suicide mission to avenge her dead ex-lover.
And I'm going to disagree with you again. Carol is not weak. She's just tired of killing people.
She needs a nap.
She's like Logan from those Wolverine movies. She's at the end of her life.
Yeah.
Well, I think
I've never seen the episode or movie.
Rick's more like Logan with his quick healing abilities because he gets stabbed, he gets shot, he gets all this. He's just like,
oh yeah,
right back.
Fall down.
Well, that just shows you if you don't drink water, you heal faster.
What?
What?
Water.
And then we come up to Rick and Michonne have a candlelight dinner. Where did they get the candles from, Russ?
I don't know.
They had 45,000 candles. Where did they get that from?
I guess they just, you know, carry them with them.
Come on, there's carnies all over the place. Those people are known for candles. I mean,
pot or drugs, but you want to say candles, that's fine.
Well, you know, you get the hippie carny that's
like...
Who
did we lose, Shane? We lost a viewer. We lose Shane.
Yeah.
He didn't like the water talk. These guys, all they do is talk about water. Want to talk about The Walking Dead. Ah, bad review. Consider me unsubscribed.
Aw.
I apologize, Shane. We tried to make it as interesting as possible. It just wasn't a hard-hitting episode. Not much I could do with it.
It wasn't a home run.
Now, here's what I think was probably the most important scene of the episode.
Okay, ready for it.
Michonne wants to know what happens when they kill Negan. What's the plan after that? We got to have a plan after we kill Negan.
Hmm.
Rick goes, well, I guess we'll all just go off in our own separate ways. The group can go over there. And she says, no, Rick, you should be the leader, Rick. And Rick says, no, not me. I don't think I want it. And he doesn't want to be the leader. And I think that's the whole thing. He doesn't want to go back because he's tired of being the leader.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's failed a lot the last couple of times. I think his confidence is gone. He's got a lot of people have died under his command, right? He's made a lot of mistakes, the whole horde walking thing, and he's made a lot of bonehead mistakes. I think he's tired of being the leader. Would you guys agree?
That's a pretty good assessment, I think.
I think Rick wants to settle down.
No, okay. If he wanted to settle down, he'd be back at home with his kids.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go back home. If he goes back home, he's going to have to make decisions.
And he's responsible for all those people.
I think he's conflicted right now. And you see it later on in the episode that he's just not thinking clearly.
He just wants to play carnival games. He wants to like knock down like the clowns, see how hard he can hit the thing, get the ring the bell.
Well, parallel's nice with the whole, you know, kind of love thing, you know, or what have you.
Yeah. Well, I think he's in love. He's happy. But I don't think he wants to. Michonne thinks he can be the. I think old Rick could have been the leader, but this Rick, I don't think he could.
He'd probably just settle for like second place at trivia.
I'm a winner.
Guys, I got $20. Well, good luck. The economy's just collapsed because there's.
Yeah, $20 doesn't mean much in this world. Negan just take it from you anyway.
They actually flash it at the beginning of the episode. They're opening up a drawer and they just move right past it. So. I thought it was interesting that the whole thing that they're after is guns. So, you know, they are ignoring the China, the cash, you know, anything else. Yeah. So it's like,
but Rick just wants to take his time. He just doesn't want to go home. And I'm just like going, I said, okay, that's starting to make sense. Why? I mean, you have a daughter, you have a son, you are the leader of this group. And you're just kind of like, I'm just having fun out here, having fun with Michonne. So anyway, then we go to Tara. She's having a chat with Judith. And I'm going to say right now, give Judith, the actress who plays Judith, an Emmy now.
Because she outperformed Tara?
Well, she was just amazing. She knew when to look up. She was looking this way, looking that way. Would you guys agree that Judith was the star of this episode?
You know, I was pretty impressed with her. She looked the part.
What? Yeah, sure. She did a good job. Better than
Mike.
Tara.
Are you okay with Judith's performance?
This is shocking. Because you always hate child actors, so this is like a big deal.
Not you always. Some child actors are great, but when they're bad, they're bad. And I'm telling you right now, Judith has a long. She's the next Meryl Streep. I'm calling it right now. The next
overrated actress?
Exactly.
Wow.
But this scene with Tara, she's conflicted at what she should do. Should she tell them there where she can get more with the ocean people? Is that what we said what their names are? The ocean sides, whatever they are?
Yeah, the ocean side. Yeah.
Or should she not? Are we right to be... It makes sense. Do I have the right to infringe on their... rights just to make my.
She promised. I mean, you know, she's mulling it over. She made that promise. Yeah,
so I actually thought this was a good scene, but Tara made it better. I mean, Judith made it better.
I like that she does mull over the options, like at least for the viewer to be like, yeah, if this goes down, this is what's going to happen. So at least now, whatever does happen, maybe pushes against everything that they've said. We have two characters back to back, Michonne and Tara, both laying out like, hey, if this happens, what will happen? You know, like
she's thinking ahead. Michonne's thinking ahead and nobody else is.
Well, also, like, the plot, I would assume, wouldn't go exactly according to how both of them have stated it, you know?
Right.
Presumably, it'll go a little differently. So
then anyway. We have Rick and Michonne wake up, and they're on their move. They're making their move for their guns, and they come up to a dumpster, and there's nine walkers there, and Rick wants to block the way with a car. And I was looking at the gap. I don't think that car would have blocked the way.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I don't think the car was big enough. But he goes to they have that playful little banter going back and forth. You're gonna leave me with eight? You can handle it. You got it. And so Michonne's killing her zombies. Rick reaches the car. He kills the one zombie, reaches the car, and there's a zombie stuck in the windshield. So of course, Rick, instead of just hitting the zombie upside, I know he had the helmet.
But couldn't you just go through the face?
Face, but you know, later on he has this stick. He takes off one of the carny tables, and he hits one of the zombies over the head with the stick, and that zombie with the helmet falls over. But yet his axe wouldn't have penetrated the helmet there in that scene.
Yeah, I don't.
So he decides instead of killing the walker, that he's going to pull him apart, and it looked like he was pulling like cheese pizza off. Versus. Ankle comes off, his foot comes off, then half his body, then finally gets him out and throws him, tosses him to the side.
Or SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs, right? There you go, yeah. With cheese. I just thought this scene was, I just didn't make sense because of the scene later on with the guy where he's running and he hits the zombie in the head and the zombie.
I know which scene you're talking about because I was like, really? It just goes down like that?
Yeah. Because I'm watching the scene, I said, because the army guy zombie had a helmet on. I go, okay, maybe he's thinking my axe won't penetrate the helmet. It won't do any damage. But yet the stick did.
So, well, no, I think it's sometimes like the Walking Dead likes to show off, like, look what we can do with our special effects. Look at how we can cool, like, kill a guy.
I get it. And I know that was, you know, the zombie kill of the week or whatever you're talking about. But it's inconsistent. So I'm going to call him out on it.
It's inconceivable.
Yeah. And I didn't hate this episode, but I just thought there's times it was stupid. Rick rips apart the zombie pieces by pieces by pieces by pieces. Then he's pushing the car. Michonne comes up and helps push the car, but the brakes don't work.
Uh-oh.
Then Michonne has to dodge gunfire from the zombie that's stuck on something, and his automatic rifle's going off. And he's as good a shot as Michonne is.
Boy, at first, didn't you think like somebody had shown up? Like,
yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, like,
yeah.
Well, interesting take. I kind of like that. Rest of the panel, Mike, did you like that scene?
Yeah, it's cool that it just randomly like shoots bullets out just as they're there. Like,
yeah,
he's probably been dead for like 3 years, like randomly shooting bullets like nonstop. But
every hour on the hour.
Yeah, like maybe that's where all the empty shell casings were.
Right,
one zombie. He did take out a few zombies, though, if I remember correctly.
He did help the cause, but isn't this where they get trapped?
Yeah, Michonne jumps in the trunk.
And, as you do.
Yeah, as you do. And they have no brakes, so the plan didn't work, and they're surrounded by zombies. But luckily for them, they picked a car that has a sunroof.
Right.
So Michonne goes probably through the chairs, pushes the back seat forward, gets out. They get on there. They jump off. Rick does kind of a fancy jump, like, woohoo! And then then they come up with a plan as they're running away from the first their place. This isn't going to hold. They're killing some zombies. They break through the little fence there. They run. They knock down the thing Mike was talking about. Take the hammer, you knock the bell, ring the bell. That doesn't work. And Rick goes, let's split up. Michonne takes the slide. Rick takes the Ferris wheel. But in the meantime, Rick grabs this magic stick. It just is with, a zombie with a hook, killing machine.
With a hook on the end.
It's just killing zombies left and right. It's I don't know why he, instead of gathering up the guns, just go around and get all those sticks and you would defeat Negan like that. Because it's a zombie killing machine.
I think it's fortified wood too. It's like a real, you know, ancient, you know, kind of wood that you can't break that staff. It's actually stronger than Morgan's staff.
Yeah, so, yeah, right.
Morgan would be jealous.
Yeah.
I don't have a stick anymore.
By the way, you can buy those at Walmart for $5.99. Those sticks like that.
Or on Amazon.com.
Yeah, go to Amazon.com. So they're killing, Michonne's killing her zombies, Rick's killing her, and Rick goes, how many you got left? I think she said about 8. And Rick goes, so Rick counts. I got 10. But unfortunately, Rick sees CGI deer.
Oh my gosh.
And I go,
how would anybody be fooled by this illusion? Yeah, if I saw that deer, I would be like, what's going wrong with the body of that thing?
Yeah. It's like the 100. I go, Rick, stay focused. Stay focused. You still got to, the plan was for you to kill all those zombies so you can get the weapons. No, not Rick. I've got to get that CGI deer. And this is where he's not thinking clearly. He's no longer wants to be the leader. This was a stupid idea on his part.
Right.
There was no reason at all to kill that deer.
It was also a stupid idea because he had a chance to ride the Ferris wheel. He could get like a whole view of the park, like got like, really high up, like got, like
and no lines.
Gotten no like lines. Pictures, videos.
That would have been great if he would have started that up just so that he could ride it to the top.
He goes to the top and takes a selfie.
LMAO, having the time of my life.
He's eating some pudding. And like, Michonne's like, what are you doing? He's like, what?
What? He's getting pudding all over his face.
Hashtag what?
But this is the stupidest scene. And I go, but it just, I think it was put in there to show that Rick is not thinking clearly.
Well, the deer is basically like a carnival prize.
Yeah.
To use that metaphor, because it's directly right there.
Yeah, should have used like a stuffed animal. CGI deer.
But I mean, the fact that they brought the deer up, oh, I owe you a deer. You know, it's like, what?
Yeah.
It's you know, it's but like something.
Your job was to kill the zombies.
You had one job, to, do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like we came up with the show title in Rick's head. His head, he's like, yes, deer.
Deer. Yes, deer. Yes, deer. It's my honey-do list. But he gets up there, and as he the further he gets up on the Ferris wheel, the worse the deer looks. Am I right? At one point, I'm thinking, is this just in Rick's head? Because the deer was so bad, the CGI was so bad. I go, is this just in Rick's head that he's not really not? I thought he was not seeing a deer. I thought it was just a mirage or something. But later, we find out it was.
Maybe it was a place card. They were like, you know what? We're saving our money for the last episode. So
yeah, we gotta.
You can deal with this crappy deer.
We gotta get Negan some padding for his butt.
So maybe there wasn't enough. One. There wasn't enough water. It was a mirage.
Yeah, but here's another point. Going back to the water thing, that he's they just found all this powdered food. What do you need the deer for?
I don't know, but I think you could probably throw $3,000 at a group of art students, and they could probably make a better deer than however much they paid for that thing. Seriously, like just make a sculpture. Hey, or just go buy one on Amazon.com.
Didn't they have an episode where they had a deer and they used the real deer?
I think the first scene was they saw the deer was a real deer. It looked real anyway, but this deer was clearly not real. And like Matt's saying, why even have this? If you can't make the deer, why even have this? I don't. The whole scene was to show that they love each other.
Jack's trying to say, just come to my house, just shoot at my house. I got plenty of deer.
You could use a stuffed deer head off of a wall and just have it peek behind like a little thing like,
yeah.
Peekaboo, hi. And he's like, oh, there's a deer. I better go try to. I don't know. That just thing. The body is really elongated, by the way, too. Like, I can't wait for the screenshots to come out for that thing.
Anyway, so, Rick, of course, falls off the Ferris wheel.
Ooh! As he
falls off. Michonne runs over to help Rick. She thinks Rick's dead because all the zombies are just chowing into the, and one of them had to be like a clown zombie. He had like white face. You see that? He was like white face zombie. And so she's freaking, she just stops. She was like,
dang it, there's no dumpster.
But anyway, the zombie starts Michonne drops her samurai sword. She's just sitting there, and she's just like, and you can tell she's just kind of blanking out. She's in a fog. And right now I'm mad at Rick. I go, if Michonne dies, that's on you, buddy. That's on you. And so anyway, Rick pops out of a box. Too bad his name wasn't Jack. Could have been Jack in the box. But anyway.
Missed opportunity.
I mean,
come on. I'm a Charlie in the box. It doesn't work.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box. I guess the kid couldn't just. I'll just call you Jack. How about that? Oh, okay. Problem solved. how attach you to this name, Charlie? I don't like it. All right, I'll call you Jack. Okay, I'm Jack. Stupid show. Anyway.
I always wanted to be a Jack so I could get off.
All right, sorry. I won't try
so
to
Rick
do that.
Pops out of the thing, and he throws a samurai sword up in the air in a dramatic way, and it catches on the handle for Michonne and chop, 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 and the magic stick, and they kill all the zombies. And I go, oh, Rick didn't have his magic stick, did he? Because he left it behind. But and they give after they kill all the zombies, they give a hug. So they're truly, because we didn't know at this point they were in love. Now we know they're truly in love. They care because Michonne just cares nothing. She's in love.
Yeah.
Am I right? So we needed this scene.
Her heart was in her hand and, right. You know, or in her throat at that point when she thought Rick was dead. But I don't know. The whole, you know, did they practice that sword throwing thing? That's what I want to know. So, because I mean, I think that's something you'd go over. Okay, if I'm ever in this situation, I'm going to throw it to you like this.
Because how many times would someone throw it, but it would go the other way?
Right.
So at first, you grab it and your hand would be ripped off. Rick! Oh, damn you.
It only really works for Luke Skywalker. I mean,
well, yeah. You know, Michonne does have Jedi skills.
She yeah, must have. Rick, does Rick have Jedi skills? Rick can't even stand on a Ferris wheel without falling off.
Well, Rick's the R2-D2 in this situation.
A non-moving Ferris wheel.
I thought Rick.
I think he's he's more. Yeah, I was going to say. I agree with Russ. Ooh.
I'm just saying, from Jedi, you know, R2's the one that launches the lightsabers so that Luke can get the.
Oh, I see.
You know, if we had to assign Star Wars characters to all the characters, I would say Daryl is Chewbacca.
Definitely, that was
because of the hair
and the crossbow.
The hair, the crossbow, and okay. He never has a line, and he's always like kind of like, you know, some kind of like sound or something.
Yeah.
There.
Who's Luke?
Carl. Carl's Jar Jar Binks.
Oh.
Oh really? Wow.
I thought that was Look at the Flowers Girl.
Yeah.
I would say who would Eugene be?
Oh, he's this.
Well, who's the coward?
Eugene would be Lando.
No, Lando's cool.
Yeah,
Eugene's not cool. No, you're wrong.
Yeah,
on that
you're
one.
Right. He's just a coward.
Yeah,
he would be anyway. C-3PO. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway,
he's smart. Yeah, he's smart. And see through real.
He's smart. Okay. He thinks he knows a lot, and then he's kind of also, you know,
a coward.
Right. He's yellow.
Yeah.
Rick's kind of Han Solo-ish.
Not anymore.
What? I mean, I can see that with the
Han
gun.
Solo. He doesn't make this mistake. That was Rick was terrible in this episode.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so anyway, he was pretty good with that staff, though.
Yeah. They gather up the guns. So they're going around, they gather up the guns. And so Rick tells, they're talking, they're, you know, I think they're driving back. And Rick tells Michonne, says they're going to fight. We're going to lose some people. Maybe we'll lose each other. Michonne goes, I don't want to lose you. I can't lose you. So again, we know they're in love. Because Rick says, could happen.
I might, I might lose you, but I'll keep going on.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm the star of the show. They really can't go without me. So might be you, but
You know, there's always Carol. So
you know what? I'll find love again. It seems to happen all the time. So
yeah, I hear Glenn left Maggie. So you know, there's that too. So
yeah,
and Abraham left
Rosita.
Sasha.
And Sasha.
So I got plenty of options here.
But Sasha left for another show, according to Matt.
Yeah, according to Matt. Then Rick meets with Jadis and the Hoarders. I'm still calling the Hoarders. How was the final? Did we have the final poll on that one?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe it was the
Oh, and a tie. Heapsters and Hoarders ended at 33% each.
All right, since it's a tie and I'm doing the recap, Hoarders it is.
Wow, shocking that Jack would pick his choice.
Well, it's, you know, you do the recap, you can call whatever you want. Want to do the recap next week? You can change the name to whatever. You can call them the second placers. For all I care. So they have 63 guns, and Jada says, they're not enough. And then, of course, Rosita, what do you mean? Let's just take our guns. Let's go. We don't need them. Rick just goes, calm down, Rosita.
Calm down. Shoot. They are absolutely horrible negotiators. Wait till you get our deal right here. Yeah.
Chill, baby brother. Chill. It's a lost callback there. Chill, baby brother.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. let's see. Rick and Jadis make a deal. First he goes 10. Somehow he got up to 20, and she wanted the cat back. He said, oh, you're not getting that cat back.
All right.
Yes.
I'll give you 40 guns, Rick. Just give me the cat.
Just say yes.
Jeez, you can make another cat, but the guns. Come on.
Guns. You throw the cat. I think Negan's afraid of cats. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
The cat out there. It's like, ah!
That cat was her lucky charm.
Yeah. So they go back. Tara is walking out, and Rick walks up. And he goes, oh, I was just coming to see you. Rick goes, I want to know where Rosita was. She didn't show up for her shift. Shift on the thing, and she goes, well, maybe she's out looking for guns. You know how she is. You know, she's kind of crazy that way. And he goes, so what'd you want to tell me? And she goes, well, of course they cut away. Rosita goes to see Sasha. Sasha goes, well, are you here to pray? Or are you here to put flowers on Abraham's grave or something like that? And she goes, no, I need you. We're going to work together. Two of us are going to call Negan. She pulls out this big gun. But Sasha goes, I get to fire the shot. And Rosita goes, okay. Because I guess they didn't want to hit the Lucille again. And that's how it ends. I guess we're going to be killing off Sasha and Rosita sometime soon.
She's like, can we be called the Suicide Sisters or something cool like that, guys?
Suicide Squad.
Do we have to cut our
there's just two of them.
Our hand and put our blood sisters?
Yeah.
I didn't, I might sound by the recap, I hated the episode. I did not hate the episode. I didn't think it was one of the best. Had some scenes I didn't think we needed, but it's all right. Russ, did you like the episode?
I'm kind of with you on that. I think there was definitely some stall moments on there, and there was some unnecessary parts, but you know, I guess they always have to have a filler kind of episode in there.
Sort of like this podcast.
And Mike, we already know you liked the episode.
I said it was fine. Fine for what it was. Middle of the season episode.
Fine for what it was. I think that's a good place to put it because
fine for what it was. Yeah,
It could have been a lot worse, and I've liked the season so far. So, and since I didn't have to recap this one, I was like, all right. Like,
so you liked it even more. I guess maybe
I could enjoy it in a way that maybe I usually wouldn't. So,
well, you know, as a recapper, when you're a professional recapper and you're watching it, seriously, you get to a scene, you go, do we even want to talk about this?
Oh, yeah, well, totally. That
you get that one person give you a bad review. That was the most important scene. You didn't even talk about it. And, you know, you have to be careful because you have those professional critics out there, those reviewers who, you know, will give you a bad review.
Well, can I hit you up with some of the trivia from this episode?
Yes. Just to kind of fill up. Viewers. Did Shane come back?
The very next day. The phrase "say yes" has been Shane uttered on numerous occasions during this season. Rick says it to Spencer, which I didn't realize.
Hold on a second. What is that behind us? Behind you? Are you watching porn?
Nope. Tonight I'm watching Akira Sawa's Ran. So
I was gonna say it was a samurai or something.
Yeah,
it looked like Rick Michonne for a second.
Yeah, it's an honor of Michonne and all of the samurai action.
It looked like they were having sex. So
I thought maybe you were watching the Badlands or whatever.
Nope. I don't promote any other AMC shows. All right, so the phrase "say yes" apparently has been uttered prior to this episode. Obviously, in that New Best Friends episode, Jadis makes Rick say it. But apparently, Rick says it to Spencer in service, which I didn't realize. I think he forces him to say yes or something like that. Or
say yes.
Do it.
Do it now.
Let's see. So there are several references to previous seasons in this episode. So the two saviors, Rick and Michonne, see going golfing. They talk about Fat Joey. And it's also a reference to Philip and Martinez golfing as they talk about Shumpert and Deadweight. Okay. So from season 4, it was basically the governor when he's golfing with Martinez. So
also a reference to Hurley and Charlie.
Totally. Yeah,
definitely.
That's what I thought of. Overrun School, Rick and Michonne find, is a callback to a school that the remaining Terminus camp out at while they eat Bob's leg.
I don't know. That scene just always, it's probably the best scene in the history of The Walking Dead. Gotta have some more Bob.
The toy gun Rosita helps, not helps, but Rosita Fine refers to Axel's story to Carol about robbing a gas station with a toy gun. Hmm. And Rick and Michonne falling through the roof refers to the big spot in 30 days without an accident when the walkers and the helicopter fall through the roof. So.
Wasn't there also a scene where they fell for the roof and they landed in water? That's when Bob got bit, right?
Yeah, they were in water, but I thought that was in the they were lowering down into a building. But yeah,
is that
maybe
what it was?
That was okay. Yeah. Boy, that's going back a ways. Apparently, there's a scene at the close of the episode where Rick mentioned to Michonne that Glenn saved his life.
Yes.
And that's the second episode of season 1. So that's a callback. And the first shot of the episode is a reused shot from the episode Thank You, when Michonne, Heath, and Scott are walking through the woods trying to get back to Alexandria. So a lot of callbacks in this episode. And on the wiki site, it only cites one death in the episode, which is the deer. So,
So they're saying that Fat Joey guys did die,
right? So take it for what you will. Yeah, according to the fan site, Walking Dead Wiki.
Okay.
Some feedback this week. I'll pull up now from one of our most popular feedbackers, Vicky, and she writes in this week. She says, "Hi guys. Rick's injury magically healed quickly. That was so quick. I'm amazed. In my opinion, it showed Judith grew up very fast. Didn't she look so much older in what we, in what was last week's, when what was the week since we saw her last?
Well, the last time we saw her was when Negan was holding her, right?
That's true.
And she wasn't.
She was. She was a kind. She was kind of a toddler, though. Like, I mean, was she was kind of asleep on the shoulder. I don't know. She looked. I thought she still looked like she was two years
Maybe
old.
She got that ready-made formula. It's got vitamins in it.
Kids can get lanky. I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, so I guess we agree to disagree on that, Vicky. We don't think she looks that much older.
I thought she looked older.
Okay, Jack did.
But I could be wrong.
Okay, Russ did too. It's just me.
Well, Russ is going to say yes, and I'm not going to agree with him.
Mike.
Oh, she's like a giant now.
Mike, you have kids. You know how to judge a kid's size.
I'm saying like some other podcasts that talk about Walking Dead. They're making fun of her, saying she's basically like Hodor now. Like her size.
I think it's just how the camera angle is, like, low to the ground. She didn't seem that big.
Okay. Shout out to Rob Cesarino.
Well, okay, Vicky. Popular consensus is she's gigantic. I don't think she's changed, but
that's funny. That's funny.
feedback here. She also says, in my opinion, I feel like showing Rick and Michonne having sex a lot might be insinuating that Michonne could become pregnant.
That's what Rick needs another kid to ignore.
I'm not sure if that is where they are going, but if they are, I don't know if that is needed again right now in the show since they already have Maggie's pregnancy. I'm just guessing this could be leading to that. Rosita and Sasha are a big liability to everyone. Idiots. Effing idiots. I swear, I hate Rosita and Sasha so much. Vicky sent for my phone. I may have improvised there a little bit. So
they are a liability. I agree with that. But yeah, again, to be fair, their leader is out playing games and not keeping them.
But he's winning big prizes. He's winning like the big, like, Big Bear and stuff.
I guess that's true.
I'm a Rick in the box.
Actually, that shouldn't they just give the zombies the big prize? That's what people crave, right?
I'm a Rick in the box.
I'm a Rick in the box, baby.
So overall, a decent episode. Not a great episode. Not a terrible one.
Apparently, Sherry, she had commented on one of the Facebook posts, but maybe she deleted it so fast because she didn't want me to know what her grade was. But I read it, Sherry. You gave it a B for some reason. A B, which I think is about appropriate.
I'll give it a B minus.
B minus.
You have to be thinking that if you're on that show and you look at that deer, that CGI deer, you had to be thinking, what were we thinking here?
And Russ gives it a D because where'd the water come from?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You gotta have water for some good meals.
I would rather them show Michonne's blade slicing through that. Just a shot. That's all I needed. I didn't need a lot, but you know, just her slicing through the back of that car seat, you know, so that I know, like, how did she get out of the trunk? I mean, I can put it together, but.
Well, sometimes cars, the seats go forward.
Sometimes they do.
And like this one had conveniently had a sunroof.
Right.
And so. First, I thought Rick was going to try and start the car. I go, how does he even know the car starts? But then we ran over the whole zombie thing, though, was ridiculous.
It's amazing how easily you can start a car in the apocalypse. I mean, you know, if my car breaks down, geez, like, forget about it, right? Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, you need a new alternator, and you need this, and your fan belt's shot, and, you know, it's not going to run. It's like Rick picks always the best ones. Oh, starts up easy for me.
Well, he just pushed this one, though.
I don't start my snowblower for a year. It's like I have to really work on that thing. So, you know.
A rough life there, Matt.
Oh, well, I'm just saying.
I'm just going to say it's not any more ridiculous than last week's Twitter poll that we had.
Which was that?
What would you rather eat? With three bad choices and one good choice. Unsurprisingly, the one good choice won SpaghettiOs. What would you rather eat? Dog food, SpaghettiOs, squirrel, or barbecue?
Barbecue.
SpaghettiOs won with 47%. Unsurprisingly, really? They actually chose the one edible thing there.
Oh, man.
It's a way to go, people.
Well, how do you eat SpaghettiOs if there's no water to wash it down with?
I could not eat SpaghettiOs. I'm still taking my dog's dog food. So,
at least barbecue could be like beef jerky.
I think the can of dog food actually costs more than SpaghettiOs at my grocery store too. So
it probably does.
At $2 a can, I'm guessing.
And it's probably moister too.
Yeah. There's, oh yeah.
SpaghettiOs, you can't eat those things cold. You got to heat them up. All right, Mike, what's going to be the Twitter poll next week?
Luckily, we have much better Twitter polls this week. We have, do you remember the commercial Jack is talking about? Yes or no?
But that one's actually pretty good because it might force people to actually listen to it to know what he's talking about.
We don't want to force anyone to listen. They want to listen because they want to.
Or they just download because they love us so much.
There you go.
And we also have, who would you rather be around? Angry Rosita or Mopey Tara?
Or I think you should throw Judith in there.
Giant Judith.
Hordor Judith.
What about Lovestruck Rick? I mean, he could get you in real serious trouble, right?
Yeah, I think if you put Lovestruck Rick, Hordor Judith into that mix.
That's good. Well, that's great. We really would like your feedback, and something that I had spoke to Jack about, and not officially to the other guys, but I am willing to type away at this magical computer because I got the sound effects now. something that we would like to do and offer to all the listeners so we could get more listener feedback, hopefully other than Vicky. Your feedback.
Yeah, Vicky. It's good.
But what I'd like to offer, though, from the rest of the season, we'll kind of put everybody in a pool and we'll draw a name out of the hat and we'll give away a Walking Dead prize. So,
hamburger from Russ, a hug from Matt, water from Jack.
That'd be a little bit nicer than that. I was actually looking at
trivia gift card from Mike.
I was looking at some of the really cool larger Walking Dead action figures, like the specifically the Daryl one looks really cool. They have a Michonne, they have a Rick.
We could send a Judith, but it would be too big a box. We'd have to put it.
It's off the market. It's actually too expensive. I would have to take more money for that.
There's also the mystery prize from Amazon.com.
It has nothing to do with Walking Dead, but you might find some interesting Walking Dead dongs out there. So type away, Amazon.
I guess with Fat Joey, maybe.
Fat Joey. Heyo. But no prizes like that will be given. I was thinking something just more along the Walking Dead range too. A listener, write us a review, a new review on iTunes. That always helps us. Rate and review us, like I said, or send in your feedback to the Walking Dead 3, the number 3, sg@gmail.com. And from now on out till the end of the season here.
Congratulations, yeah. Vicky, for winning whatever prize we give out.
Well, she's in the running. Her name will be in the hat.
You had to put her name in there. Should they get their name in every time they send feedback?
Ooh, that's a good question. I didn't come up with these rules yet.
Because
definitely.
So if you send each week from now on,
more entries,
right.
Four more episodes,
more entries.
So you get every time you send it, or you get a review. Or I want to put something else out there. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us at @3. It's spelled out 3 stupid guys. You follow us. If you retweet us, the link that we put for the show, if you retweet it, which would help us out, we will put your name in the hat for the prize.
So, Russ, do you want to know what a retweet is right now?
I'm not going to even explain it, but it's @3, @3, stupid guys. You follow us, and I think Matt and I usually put up the a tweet. We'll tweet something from The Walking Dead. Every time you retweet one of our tweets, we'll put your name into the hat. And
And at the end,
let's see the link. We'll maybe click on it and listen to the show.
Yeah, and at the end we'll give out a prize as a way of saying thanks, And we get a lot of listeners that don't donate to Jay and Jack as patrons, and it helps out the podcaster. It helps keep the lights on. It helps keep the episodes streaming for you. So help us out. We'll help you out, and everybody's a winner except for Mike because he came in second place in the bar trivia.
Well, I just want to say, luckily for listeners, it's not football season. Or they'd have to retweet like Jack's like Cutler tweets or something.
No. It's going to be just
no, just the link.
Just yeah. The link to the show.
Just so, the link to the show.
Like yep. We said, what did we say here? Let's see. What's some interesting tweets? Cheeseburgers in paradise at Jimmy Buffett, janejack.com. Picture of Ezekiel. Do you like movies about gladiators? Let's see what else we have here. Does Negan have a butt? Cheeseburgers or dog food? Find out those answers on The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. Actor Martinez, we're still waiting to hear from you. We mentioned on the latest podcast. Start your day off with The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. Just great stuff like that. It just cannot be beat.
It can't be replicated. And
so you retweet it to all your tweeters or followers. And there, I heard a tweet sound. we will put you in the drawing for the prize.
Except for, up, people are like, what's the prize? What's the prize?
Oh, except for Russell Mike.
No, you have to, it's going to be a CGI deer.
CGI deer. A target.
Water.
Yeah, if we get a lot of feedback, if we get a lot of tweets out there, you know, we'll come up with a second prize for second place or what have you. But for right now, we're just doing one. The end of the season here. Help us out and help us promote the show.
So, only yeah. About three episodes left, so time's running out for that.
There's only three episodes left? That was four.
Three or four, something like that. We're three super guys, as some reviewers have called us.
Yeah.
And that's what we call ourselves.
And, you know, fair enough. I tried. Couldn't get through an episode.
Next week's episode's called Say North. No, Say North. Say No.
Say No?
Say no.
Say no to the dress.
I meant to look, but I don't like spoilers. So. You don't want to know? Sure. Yeah. It is called Bob's Burgers. It's a crossover episode.
Carol's Revenge. Because Carol is Sean Latton.
It does look like Carol's going to be kind of highlighted in the next one.
Oh, well, surprise next week.
I lost interest in it.
New name for the show.
All right, guys. I think that's it. If you'd like to become a patron, help this show out, go to janejack.com, click on the patron button. Also, Amazon, you can help shop. You can shop on Amazon. Every little bit helps.
Amazon.com?
Yes, amazon.com/janejack. Or just go on janejack.com. The logo's right there. Click on it. Bing. You're set to go. This time, I'd like to thank three special patrons. We love all our patrons, but three special ones. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Glatfelter, and Molly, the millennial. Thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for helping us out. And next week, we're going to invite someone on the show who may or may not appear. So we'll see.
Maybe we'll have a special guest.
We might have a special guest.
Also, the name of the next week's episode is Bury Me Here.
Bury Me Here.
Wow.
So I guess Sasha and one of them is going to say, just bury me here.
Just bury me here.
I'm guessing one of them dies next week.
They die.
It seems like it's been a while since we've had a death. So,
okay, here's the theory. Rosita kills Sasha.
What?
She kills him. She kills her. I just thought about that. Rosita kills Sasha.
Oh, that would be an awful way for that storyline to end.
Well.
I don't have a better one.
I don't see that.
Rosita gave in real easy about killing Negan.
I don't think we even see them like next episode. Well, I think it's somebody with Carol
towards the end.
I'm saying that's what happens is she kills. She's taking her out there to kill her.
All right. She's been jealous ever since.
Jasmine Wright.
All right, guys. I'm calling
it. That's it.
Great show. One in a million.
Bye.
Well done.
See you next week.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for who joined us in the chat.